"We were only picked up an hour ago," she said in Mandarin. "Then we were told we would have to help some injured humans with medication and food, never thinking that they would be from Earth Home." She paused to look at the crew. "Are there any serious wounds, Cauchy?"
"Only hunger and thirst," he said. "They were starved and several dosed with sedatives, so there is also dehydration."
"We shall start with small amounts and watch their progress."
She turned and waved to someone outside.
"There is a person here who wishes to speak with you, Honourable Pilot."
Disconcertingly, she then gave him a bow before moving away to distribute her own store of water and food. When Cao Chi looked round at the ramp, a familiar tall figure was climbing towards him. Once more in the burly human appearance that he employed during his stay on Pyre, it was the Raug Quebecri.
"Good to see you again, my friend,"
Cao Chi said.
"Likewise with you, Pilot Cao Chi, although the circumstances of this encounter could not be more calamitous."
"Do you know why we are here?"
Cao Chi said.
"I have heard the message that you transmitted,"
the Raug said.
"Action has been taken. Ships have been dispatched to waylay the second asteroid and its attendant vessels."
"Second asteroid?"
Cao Chi said, shaking his head.
"So the one we delayed..."
"Was only the latter of a pair," Quebecri said. "Perhaps our enemies decided to factor in redundancy in the event that Izar was intercepted. A successful tactic. But they do not realize what they have called down upon themselves. Very shortly, further actions will be taken. This vessel, the great Warvaunt Virg Zoschel, will fly to battle for the first time in millennia."
"Will you be tracking down the Shintanil or the Sunai Monoclan?"
Quebecri surveyed the Heracles survivors for a moment.
"In time, both," said the Raug. "You should understand the sequence of events. Several hours before the catastrophe, the incursioner craft Seroga appeared in our system, accompanied by three Vox Humana transports bearing the colonists from Pyre."
Cao Chi was struck by an agonizing realization.
"That is why! That's what this destruction is for!"
He put a hand to his head.
"If you had not become involved in our..."
"No blame is or could be laid upon the humans," Quebecri said. "The remaining supernals of the High Index have already ruled on this. Now, I must continue with my account. Some hours after the colonist flotilla arrived, our hyperspace sensors detected a very large object approaching, rising through the tiers on a course that appeared to intersect with our orbital city. As a precaution, we started evacuating while using Agmedra A's engines to shift its orbit. To our consternation, the approaching object altered its course and kept doing so to remain on target. We tried to evacuate as many as possible, but there were not enough vessels.